The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, tonight all eyes will be on Paris as Rashida Adeleke will compete in the 400 metre final. To preview that and the rest of the Olympic sport today, I'm joined in a moment by Ger Gilroy, presenter of Off the Ball. But first, this.
Rashida Adeleke.
The Irish girl gets the verdict. Rashida Adeleke wins for Ireland.
It's going to be the Irish woman who's going to get the victory here in Monaco. And the clock stops at 49.18. Sensational running.
Rashida Adeleke, in the space of about 50 to 100 metres, has taken Ireland up from about fourth to first.
All grace to God, my friends, my family, my support team, Alex, and all the fans are in the crowd. Cheer me on, everybody, because I want the girl that got silver. I can't complain.
Oh, this is Rashida Adeleke in full flow. This is a marker. She is easy across the line in 50.09. What was in the tank there was sub 49, I'm almost certain.
So many people support us in Ireland, and I just want to show them, like, give them something back. Do you know what I mean? Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for rooting for me.
And that's what the Olympics are all about, being physical. Well, just before we came on air, I spoke to Ger Gilroy in Paris.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
We're coming to the end of the Olympics, but it's a busy day.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if everybody is quite ready to have no Olympics in their lives from essentially Sunday afternoon when there's just the closing ceremony to look forward to. So, but as you say, today, a really busy day. I was actually just trying to think. So we obviously have four in the relay. We have Mark English and Sarah Lavin. It must be one of the busiest mornings on the track at a level that we have people competing who are genuinely trying and could maybe make finals. I mean, it would be a remarkable achievement for Mark English to make a final at this point. You'd hope that Sarah Lavin might be able to pull out another brilliant performance as well in her semi-final in the 100-metre hurdles. But yeah.
Well, let's talk about the individuals. Kate O'Connor in the heptathlon. Not a brilliant day yesterday, a competent day, and little prospect of catching the leaders.
Yeah, look, I think from her perspective, she has had a tricky road to get here. But the fact that she's competing again in the heptathlete, like, it's not an event that we've had a long and storied tradition in. So I think in that context, it's really important that she continues to put in a good performance and just raises the standard of the sport. Like, not everything we're going to do in athletics is going to be a medal hope like Rashida. It's definitely really about making sure that the athletics community have somebody to point to and say, there's a heptathlete, you can go and represent Ireland and reach the Olympics and put in your best performance. So it's funny how maybe the first week has totally changed our perception of what success looks like for many of these athletes. Like, Mark English was to make a final, that would be a massive success. If Sarah Lavin runs another personal best, that would be a massive success too.
Now, both of them made it look easy to get through to the semis. This is where, of course, it gets tougher and tougher. But a creditable performance from both of those, certainly so far.
Yeah, really, really creditable. So from so Sarah Lavin will run in the fourth lane today. And I think there's only two runners in the field who've actually gone faster than her this season. Sorry, maybe three. So yeah, she's right on that bubble of, if she puts in one of those career defining performances, she might make a sprint final. And again, like, it's so rare for us to have sprinters. Obviously, Dermot O'Rourke was competing at this level for many years, but like, Sarah Lavin is now surpassing even what Dermot was capable of doing. So she's at that level. And obviously, we know the backstory, the tragic history of her boyfriend, Craig Breen. And when she was flag bearer last week, she did make the point that she's running for a lot more than just herself. And so that has really truly been one of the stories of this Olympics from an Irish perspective. And I think naturally the whole country will be behind her.
Now, the story that has been on everybody's lips, people who never looked at a sprint in their lives are looking at Rashida Adeleke. And the concerning thing, I suppose, was the manner of her semi-final qualification for the final. At the end, she looked a bit turgid, even though her time objectively was fast enough. She had to sit herself down. She didn't go to the mix zone to talk to the press. And I was reminded of what happened to her when I looked at Noah Lyles last night. And it's been confirmed He came in with the bronze medal in the 200. He was expected that he might do a 1-2 in the 100 and 200, but he was not soundly beaten, but a disappointing third for him. And it turned out he'd been diagnosed with COVID.
Yeah. So Adam Peaty, the British swimmer who finished second in the breaststroke when he was going for his third successive gold, he came out of the pool, said he wasn't feeling great. And the next day he was diagnosed with COVID. So obviously there is COVID in the air. And we know that it can have a debilitating effect. Like, they did say that there are no underlying health issues, but I don't know. We really hope that there isn't. And I think, to your point as well, Kyle Denny, the athletics journalist, did a great analysis of her splits. Her first 200 was where it should be, but particularly the final 100, she really tied up. So that's high-end stamina that you need to be a world-class 400-meter runner, which we know she has because she has displayed it all season. And her personal best this season is 49.07, which would be enough to be at the very top of this field at the moment, even against Salwa Eid Nasser and Paulino. So something happened. Hopefully it was a technical fault and partly brought on by the anxiety of being on the blocks and being involved in another race with another false start, with the pressure that that brings. And it's your first Olympics as a 21-year-old. Or alternatively, to your point, there could be something else which is just slowing her down. And I think that's the bit that's given us all pause for expectation when it comes to the race. We're definitely traveling out there this evening in the hope that she is fine and can put together the best 400 meters of her life. Because if she does that, she probably will get a medal. But you would say it's unlikely she's about to do that off the back of the semi-final that we've seen.
Yeah, and the omens for maybe the next Olympics would not necessarily be that strong because of the performance by Sydney McLaughlin-Lebrun in the 400 metres hurdles last evening, where she broke her own world record, and it seems will abandon the hurdles for the flat next time out.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, I wonder if you're so dominant in a sport like that, if the temptation is to continue being the best in that. And I don't know, maybe the inducements from her sponsors will be such that you go and you become a two-discipline Olympic champion. And, you know, that obviously is history in the making. At the same time, Rashida Adeleke is very lightly raced as a 400-meter track runner, really. Like, she's still in that process of fully learning. You think back to the interactions with Michael Johnson over the last 18 months where he tweeted about her style and how it needs to improve. She responded to that on a video that we made, and then he responded to that saying, this is great, here's an athlete who's really willing to learn. So there's still big improvements to come from 21-year-old Rashida Adeleke, and it could be a brilliant rivalry over the next 3-4 years that hopefully inspires a lot of investment from big sponsors and brands and TV companies. So, you know, if Rashida is on the verge of a breakout global superstardom, that might just be paused now because of whatever is going on.
All right. Well, Ger, we'll keep an eye on our screens all day long to see how the Irish are faring in the various sports. And there are others, too. But the final question really is about the closing ceremony. I mean, we had the marathon opening ceremony along the Seine. What have they proposed for the closing ceremony on Sunday?
I think it is going to be something a bit more toned down. It is. It's in the stadium for a start, which means that it'll be totally contained. Now, I suspect they might do some other bits and pieces, maybe another pre-record with somebody like Lady Gaga. That was, I don't know if that necessarily came out, that some of the Irish photographers were down at the very spot where Gaga was purportedly performing live, and they were like, I'm taking photographs of empty stairs here. So look, I suspect that it'll be a variation on the theme of the opening ceremony, but that it will actually be a quicker, shorter, and more toned down. I think some big bands have been lined up, but again, they're trying to keep that under wraps.
And they'll all be in the stadium giving each other COVID.
And whatever else, Pat, you know, DMOB, happy athletes who've had the time of their lives. I suspect the party in Paris on Sunday night will be bacchanalian.
Ger Gilroy, presented with Off the Ball. Ger, thank you very much for joining us from Paris.
No worries.
And of course, the news from the Seine this morning was that Daniel Wiffen came 18th. The man who won is known as the Shark, Krzysztof Razowski of Hungary. He won it and seemingly did it relatively straightforwardly. And of course, our 4x4 women will be on the track very shortly in Paris as well. But there is other sporting activity. Colin Buick from Off the Ball joins me to talk about two events, the Community Shield and Manchester Derby, yeah, and the Camogie.
Yeah, the Camogie this Sunday evening in Croke Park, Cork against Galway. Cork have been unbelievable this season. They beat Galway earlier this year, so they're heavy favourites. But Galway last won the All-Ireland in 2021. They actually beat Cork in that final by 3 points. But Cork, if people remember, in last year's Camogie final, absolutely demolished Waterford, 5-13 to 8 points. People will be hoping for a good final because they had the Cork-Clare hurling final a few weeks ago, which was an all-timer. But then what followed was the two football finals in either discipline, yeah, weren't the best. So here we have
a situation where the weight of expectation on the Galway Camogie players is like Adeleke.
Well, it would be like stickball would be the one that is prominent over Gaelic football. Yeah, that would be the takeaway from the 2024 championship. Yeah.
My goodness, that's a tough one, I think, for the Galway women.
Very. Extremely, yeah. And obviously, I'm going to favour Cork here big time, Pat, as you know yourself, this Sunday. I was at the men's final against Clare and that was heartbreaking. So this could be redemption for sure.
All right, now let's talk about the Community Shield. Yeah. As I say, a Manchester derby. And it's the curtain raiser for the season.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, look, we were debating actually on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning whether this is a competitive game or not. I think it is. It's a trophy. Funny enough, David Moyes won the Community Shield in his first game as Manchester United manager. So he has that to his name. And people remember, it seems like a long time ago now in May, that Eric Ten Hag kept his job because the last time these two sides were at Wembley was then in the FA Cup final, which United very surprisingly won and played very well. And I think Ten Hag kept his job because of that. Mm-hmm. And here we are now a few months later. They signed a couple of players, the kind of Zerski up front from Bologna and Lenny Yoro at the back, who's just got injured in pre-season, is out for 3 months, which is the story of United. Now Mason Mount looks a bit better in pre-season, but you're talking about,
I mean,
Pep Guardiola.
Beaten 3-0 by Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. Now look, how much would you read into like pre-season results? There's been loads of examples in the past of teams who have had remarkable seasons who had terrible pre-seasons to start with, but it's a theme for United, you know. And I think that the first time they get into trouble this season, Ten Hag will be gone. But if he wins the Community Shield, it will extend his stay of execution by another
month. The question
is,
have they a plan B?
I don't think so. I don't think that the new owners, Ineos, are the biggest fans of Ten Hag, but they felt like they had to keep him after the way that United beat City in the FA Cup final. And City themselves have been pretty quiet over the summer. Pep Guardiola, you know, there's reports that he's going to finish up at the end of next season. It feels like he might be a bit bored now without Jurgen Klopp, of course. Yeah. It's the first time we're out without
Klopp. And that's the question, how well will Liverpool perform? As you say, the 3-season, 3-0 over Man United doesn't tell us anything, really.
No, nothing at all. I mean, like, just Jesus, as you know, Pat, anyone could beat United 3-0, as we saw several times last season. But Arne Slot, the new manager, looks impressive enough so far in pre-season. They haven't really signed anyone of note. They're looking at Zubimendi, the Spanish midfielder who played in the Euro 2024 final when Spain beat England. He came on in that game and played very well. So that's who Liverpool are looking for. But in terms of this weekend's Community Shield, like, City are still better than United, you know, despite what happened in the FA Cup final.
All right, well, it'll be a curiosity if nothing else.
Absolutely.
And during next week, I know Off the Ball are doing it this weekend, but on this programme we'll be previewing the forthcoming Premier League.
Oh, yes.
I think you guys are doing it over the weekend at some point.
Oh, yeah,
a big preview.
I'll be back to you, Fred.
The Premier League. Yeah. Okay, Colm, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for joining us. Guys, look out today for Lara Gillespie in track cycling. She probably won't win a medal, but she is very, very good.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.